And Jack's Creek, they run year round. All of them have a trout in them.
Okay. You mentioned the park here that you have the pig roast.
Oh, that was Swatch Park. Yeah. That's about 55 miles west of here.
Is that like a city park?
Or no. It's just a big area. It's all national forest land.
Okay.
And I've got all of the history of Swatch Park since back in the 1800s, mm-hmm. of how many cattle have been run up there, hmm. and what the situation was during World War I. Mm-hmm. One time there were wild horses up there and everything. Mm-hmm. No.
So park, is that the same as a basin? Can you use those terms the same, or are they?
Yeah, I guess you could. I think that's right.
Okay. I think the basin's in lower country by the river, by the streams.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a mountain park. It's the park itself is devoid of timber. It's just when we'd go to gather cattle in the fall. I tell you, it took a good saddle horse to gather that, because it is so large.
Yeah.
And I think the allotment up there encompasses 175 square miles.
Wow.
And it's all fenced in the pastures up there. Mm-hmm. And
do you have any swamps around here at all?
Well, like south of here, okay. Russell Lakes, and there are numerous swamps, okay. where the cattails grow and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. Any flat-topped hills in this area?
Flat-top hills. No, I can't say that there are. And that's what you always consider a mesa.
Okay.
Is a flat-topped hill.
Is it the same as a butte?
Huh?
Is that the same as a butte, or are they different a little bit?
Yeah, to me, a butte is something that's is kind of, it isn't gradual, you know. It comes up like this and then it's leveled off. But that's just my own interpretation.
Okay. Do you do stuff with irrigation ditches in this area?
Mm-hmm.
Irrigation ditches?
Oh, yeah.
You do have.
Right in front of our house, there's an irrigation, town irrigation. The town of Swatch has number 7 water right out of Swatch Creek.
Okay.
And in normal years, I flood irrigate my lawn out of the town irrigation ditch.
Do you have bigger areas where you have water for irrigation?
Well, like right around here, all of our irrigation water does come out of Swatch Creek.
Okay.
Just south of us, there are some canals that come out of the Rio Grande that irrigate fields, or probably 7 miles south of Swatch.
Any ponds?
Ponds.
Lots of lakes.
Yeah, and like down here, 5 or 6 miles south is the fish farm, and that is a man-made pond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fed with artesian flow.
Okay. Do you have any soils around here that you consider really poor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's some of it that's like, there's a housing development between here and Moffitt. Mm-hmm. It would be about 15 miles east of here. And it's only been in out there for about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I told this one realtor, he and his partner developed this thing, and I told him, I said, that's damn poor country for septic tanks out there, because I've gone through there a lot of times a week after a rainstorm, and the water is just right on top of the ground. It just, that